Blog Talk Radio.
I'll read this. There are 441 days, 4 hours, 56 minutes, and 47 seconds left until December 21st, 2012. With 2012 fast approaching, there have been seemingly increased interest in the certain ancient Mayan writings and 2012 calendar predictions. Will 2012 be the end of the world, and the date 2012 are many focused on? Well, that in itself is somewhat true, but the real date that so many have proclaimed now is October 28th of this year, 2011, and I think that. I'm just trying to see how I might want to explain it. I mean, we've done so many programs on this, but right now, since the beginning of probably I'd say 2007 was when. Is when George Dixon and I began talking about this and covering it almost weekly, relating it to the times. I'm not sure. I had a couple of sites that I wanted to read from tonight, but I'm not really sure if I like them that well. But I think it's important to note that we might want to talk about the predictions that have come true. So to base our topic on tonight, and to see essentially what's happened, you know, and the validity of the Mayan prophecies. I'm using there's one here today, just called Mayan Calendar Predictions. It's a website. And, that's all right. It's okay. We're We're having technical difficulties here. Hang on. Don't mess with it, Lila. I don't know why it knocked out. Hold on a second. Okay. I just saw that. I'm going to. I'm sorry about this. Maybe we can work with this. I don't know. Yeah, everything's still working here, so I guess we don't need the internet right now. Of course, this would be a problem. In November of 2007, the Mayan elders from all the tribes got together to give us the true interpretation of the Mayan prophecy about December 21st, 2012, which some have called the end time. Don Alejandro Cirilo Perez Oxlage, 13th generation high priest.
Excuse me, while you fix that, I'll read that for you.
I've got it working. So
none of the lights are on.
Yeah, I know, but I've got the thing. I've got the website up, and the thing is working. So I'm afraid if I screw around.
Does it say it's working?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's working, and this is working. For some reason, I don't know why.
Okay.
So I'm just gonna kind of leave it.
Okay, you go for it. I just wanted to make sure that you were getting correct.
Yeah, I am. So far. Yeah, 13th generation high priest and elected leader. It's not connected. Yeah, it does that. It happens like that sometimes. My internet wireless, sometimes it goes out and, you know, the router goes out. I don't know why. I think it's basically the DSL connection itself. I have problems with it once in a while. But anyway, it doesn't bother us right now. Everything is back to normal. I was trying to get through this here. Let me, as best I probably start again, I'm sorry. Some have called December 21st, 2012, the end time. Don Alejandro Cirilo Perez Oxlage, a 13th generation high priest and elected leader of the National Mayan Council of Guatemala, will select 25 high authority elders to give us an accurate interpretation of the Mayan glyphs. Don Alejandro, a grand elder, is the primary keeper of the teachings, visions, and prophecies of the Mayan people. They had also invited the chiefs of aboriginal cultures around the world, the Kogi, Aruco, and Wiwa Mamos from Colombia, the Wataha and Maori elders from New Zealand, and the Hopis of North America, and many others who wished to be present with the Mayans at this time. This long-awaited announcement got little, if any, media attention, but it will be of great importance to all humanity. Many have waited a long time for the Mayans to give us the true meaning of the much-publicized date. And December 21st, 2012, is the end of the grand cycle, according to the Mayan calendar. It is the end of the 13th Baktun and the 13th Aha, a 5,200-year cycle that is ending in our lifetimes. Exciting times from my perspective. It is the day that the calendar ends. There is no record for the sun to arise the next day. Does this mean the end of humanity? The Mayan calendar has been the most accurate calendar the world has ever known. They have a knowledge of how the universe works and its truths that is second to none. The amazing part is that this information has been with us for over 4,000 years. It is only now that the Mayans and the information they have recorded in glyphs is getting the respect and attention it deserves. What did they say? how did they interpret these prophecies? To get the full text as to what they say, we'll have to wait till sometime this year. I'm not sure what this was written in 2011, in January. So whether there's an update, I don't know if there's an update here, but we'll continue to go through this. The transcription of the elder gathering is being compiled into a book, which will be signed by the entire National Mayan Council of Guatemala to the world, so the world knows for certain that this is the real Mayan prophecy. I believe that I have found the essence of what they said from quotes attributed to Don Alejandro. These are statements he has made since the pilgrimage. At the time of the 13 Baktun and 13 Ahawa, it is the time of the return of our ancestors and the return of the men of wisdom. That time is now. Arise, everyone, and stand up. Not one nor two groups be left behind the rest. This prophecy is in reference to all, rich or poor, black or white, men or women, indigenous or non-indigenous. We are all equal. We all have dignity. We all deserve respect, and we all deserve happiness. We all are useful and necessary to the growth of our planet, to make it a place where we can live with respect among the different cultures. And according to the Maya long count calendar, we are vitalizing the 13 Baktun and 13 Ahawa, thus approaching the year zero. And we are at the doorstep of the ending of another period of the sun, a period that lasts 5,200 years and ends with several hours of darkness. And after the period of darkness, there comes a new period of the sun. It will be the sixth one. In each period of the sun, there is an adjustment for the planet, and it brings changes in the weather conditions and in social and political life as well. The world is transformed, and we enter a period of understanding and harmonious coexistence where there is social justice and equality for all. It is a new way of life. With a new social order, there comes a time of freedom where we can move like the clouds, without limitations, without borders. We will travel like the birds, without the need of passports. We will travel like the rivers, all heading toward the same point and the same objective. The Mayan prophecies are announcing a time of change. The Pap Wuj, the Book of the Council, tells us it is a time for dawn, yet the dawn come for the task to be finished. Let the dawn come for the task to be finished. What a time for humanity coming. The Mayans have prophesied this, as has many other indigenous people around the globe. The eagle of the north and the condor of the south will once again fly together as the one that they truly are, and the balance that nature always seeks its happening right now. Everything in the universe is a circle. For every end, there is a new beginning. I know in my heart that this time for humanity is not the end, but a new beginning. A time for us to completely change our perspective on everything to do with human experience. The Mayan wisdom has been passed down through generations and has been kept alive and relevant for a reason. If we as the collective entity of humanity can only hear their words and embrace their vision for all of us, then the reason that this 4,000-year-old prophecy has survived will surely be revealed. I know this is not the end, and I am sure that Mayan interpretation will not be filled with doom, gloom, and Armageddon. This is a new beginning for every human on Earth. This is a time when we evolve from a species where hate, ignorance, and judgment will be replaced with love, wisdom, and compassion, unity, and cooperation. Seth Garrison is a certified overlight facilitator and creator of the energy healing system. This is the guy who wrote this. The next article on this site, it says that and this was written January 2nd, is that of this year. It says, will the Mayan 2012 prophecy come true? Some believe that the world will end based on the fact that the Mayans, that the Mayan long count calendar ends on December 21st, 2012. But is this really a prediction for the end of the world? The problem with any prophecy is that until the time of the predicted event has been and gone, there is no way for sure that we can say that there will not or will not come true. But there are things that we can look at for a guideline, things that we know to be true. Here's the story. The Mayans, as a people, existed for thousands of years and were already around 2,000 years before Christ. In their time, they were one of the most advanced people in the world and understood abstract concepts such as the value of zero, and long before other civilizations did. Meanwhile, they were also astronomers and had a great deal of understanding about the movement of the stars, to the point that they were able to predict the positions of stars thousands of years in advance. Not only that, but they developed a calendar system based upon the movement of the stars that would go on to regulate the way that they ran their lives. They had accurately measured the length of the year by the sun to a far higher degree than any European civilization, and had made huge precise observations of the heavens. You see, they were mathematical geniuses who were able to perform calculations into the millions, calculations that few even today could perform. All this was without computer support. Think about it. All of this was done without the special instrumentation that we have today. Clearly, they had knowledge and experience of the stars that no one else had at the time. Though no one can say for sure that the prophecy will prove to be correct until the time comes around, you can't deny that they had incredible knowledge at a time that others lacked it. And surely, then isn't it possible that they knew other things that we don't know? And though there will be no way to be sure in advance that they are right, it would seem that this is a people that we should be taking notice of. Are you ready for the end times? If the Mayan 212 prophecy is true, you had better get ready. You don't have much time left. And click here to learn how to get they're selling a free disaster preparedness thing. But, you know, it's kind of silly to me, but you know, to do this. But I don't know. I often think that we're on a we're just on a ride, and I think we have to be prepared, you know, to understand that. And whether or not, I mean, for those of you who might have experienced the earthquakes or the major weather pattern changes, the recent hurricane, and on the East Coast here, Irene, and possibly some of you have experienced, of course, the drought in Texas and the horrible tornadoes throughout the Midwest this year. I think of the great disasters, which we have a tendency to forget as they go out of the media and they're not reported as often. We tend to forget these things, but we've had a tremendous disastrous period in the North American continent, as well as in the South American continent, with earthquakes and weathers and hurricanes and so on. But we've also had a number of man-made disasters, such as the Gulf oil spill, you know. But but these are all related to the times, you and the patterns, the Earth patterns. And what I'm going to do is go into some of the predictions and land calendar to the end of the Earth predictions. Now, this was written on March 2nd, 2011. And it says, the Mayan calendar, the Aztec, aka the Aztec calendar, is a non-secular calendar utilized by the Mayan folks. The calendar is carved on a stone called Aztec stone. And today, visitors can see it in the National Museum of the Anthropology and History. The Mayan calendar is also exhibited at the Chapultepec Park, Mexico City. The Mayans anticipate the Earth is going to experience a collision with the Sun on the 21st of December 2012. The collision will cause the Earth to come to a close. On this date, the Earth will experience an equinox. Many people believe that the Mayan calendar is presaging doomsday on 21st December 2012. In actual fact, the Mayan does not believe in endings. Instead, they believe that everything is a cycle. They think the world won't come to an end but experience a new start. Therefore, the year 2012 won't be the year on Earth. According to the Mayans, it's going to be the year which humanity enters into a new age. They concluded that humans will be more kind and genial towards each other. The Mayans also claimed that humanity will stop hating each other on December 2012. The info from the Nations Aeronautic and Space Administration, or NASA, synchronizes with the Mayan prophecy. NASA states that there will be no more sun in 2012. Huh. According to NASA, the sun is powered by gas. Now, the solar system is at 50-year low. This indicates that the sun is less breezy and gassy. Grover Field, the speaker from NASA, said that the Mayan calendar exactly anticipated this event will happen. Previously, NASA scientists calculated that the sun can persist for another 5 billion years. However, a lot of the magnetic field strength has lost from the sun, and as a consequence, the hydrogen gas is escaping from the sun into the space. When this happens, the sun can't produce hydrogen gas or can't produce adequate energy to generate dynamic solar winds and burn. And Groverfield said the Earth can still live without the sun. All that's needed to do is to extend the greenhouse gas emissions. So they're saying exactly what all of this, cut greenhouse emissions and stuff is doing. I mean, it's kind of strange. I mean, so we know that is a conspiracy. We've known this all along. It's just the way of the global elite to tax the world for breathing. But according to the NASA, said the Earth can still live without the sun. All you need to do is extend the greenhouse gas emissions. Amazing. Everyone has their own opinion about this day, and some people claim that the full Earth will be destroyed by volcanic eruption. Scientists accept that there will be no more sun when the day arrives. There are people that believe that the Earth will be involved in the Third World War. The Maya divided the calendar into 5 cycles. Each cycle lasts for over 5,000 years. And the Mayans recounted that everyone was eaten by the jaguar in the first cycle. The second cycle comes to a close in air. And the third cycle ends in fire. The fourth cycle ends in flood. And the 21st century is already in the last cycle. And students that do research on the Mayan culture claim that the Earth will be annihilated by earthquakes. The Mayan calendar has predicted that 2012 end of the world, or Is it because of the Mayan calendar structure and lunar cycles? Subject. Okay. Now, the ultimate truth about the Mayan calendar prediction. It says, rumors are rife around the world about 2/12, end of the world. News channel, websites, movies, music, videos are constantly adding to this phenomenon. A consolidation of the fact is absent. Scientists and scholars from around the globe are debating and trying to consolidate or deny the Mayan calendar predictions. Due to the soaring argument, it has created a doubt, fear, and curiosity among the general public to know the truth behind it. People are trying their best to console themselves by referring to various reliable and non-reliable sources like websites, blogs, in search of truth for their future and human civilizations. Just like, of course, this one. Everyone around the world is talking about the Mayan calendar, but only a handful know who the Mayans were. In the history of Mayan culture, it's as old as 3000 BC. With time, they evolved as an agricultural tribal people, comprising of religious, political, and scientific cultures toward their end. They were also an imperative part of human evolution. They developed various cities and pyramids to embed their culture forever in the fabric of history. With the evolution of mankind, civilization of the Mayans began disappearing, and Mayans were one of the first to introduce calendar systems. They developed the most mechanical and advanced calendar based on 26,000 years, astronomical cycle of the Pleiades. But despite several meaningful contributions, Mayans are remembered for the most controversial phenomenon of the century regarding the prediction about December 21st, 2012. Recently, a movie was created based on this subject, and according to which 2/12, December 21, 2012, end of the world, will invite massive earthquakes, gargantuan tidal waves, and enormous volcanoes that will disturb humanity and will result in the end of the human civilization. The movie has created doubts, as well as given a hope that it will not, that it is not the complete end of the world yet. But the movie had a positive aspect, that if true and detailed information about 2/12 calendar predictions can be obtained, precautionary measures can be taken to save humanity. It is imperative for every person to know the truth, whether December 21st, 2/12 end of the world is true or not. Finding the authentic information is essential. Therefore, one should obtain information from reliable sources only, as many authenticated sources are providing adulterated information, which might not be entirely true, or will significantly deter or differ from reality. According to many, Mayan calendar 2012 end of the world refers to the end of humanity, but according to others, it is the end of current civilization, beginning of a new opportunity for humanity, the beginning of a new age. To end the curiosity before the 2012 end of the world, many have dedicated their hours and weeks and months and gained all the possible information and have made it available for people after scrutinizing and consolidation to bring people about their future, to brief people, rather, about their future and human civilization in relation to the Mayan calendar 2/12 prediction. Their research is available in textual as well as visual presentation for the convenience of people to learn about the history, functioning, and truth about the Mayans. Mayan predictions. Let's see if we can. Mayan calendar and their prophecy about the stop of the world in 2012. This was written on April 3rd. The last article I read was March. states that rumors are all around that the world is going to an end in 2012. Stories, channels, websites, stories, papers are consistent with delivering the message. Excuse me. Scientists and mavens from every part of the world are trying strenuously to accommodate and deny the doomsday concept of Mayan's calendar. It's a very harsh discussion which has made a wave of uneasiness and fear among the people. Everyone wants to know the exact fact and no doubts whatsoever, which is extremely hard to find. The Mayans are becoming seriously hip after this doomsday prophecy. According to Mayan's calendar, 21st of December 2012 will be the last date of the world. The whole world will reach to its end after harmful damage. After this concept, each one is talking about Mayans and their calendar, but a minute number of folks precisely know about the history of Mayan. Their history is really old and traditional, as 3000 BC. With the passage of time, Mayans were developed and developed agricultural, scientific, non-secular, and non-secular qualities. These folks also developed numerous pyramids and so on and so forth. I don't know why this is a different writer here. I've got a little, a few issues with this, so I'm going to see what. This makes sense. Like I say, a lot of these Mayan prophecies are. I think I'm going to leave this site because I find it to be a little bit too I thought it had more precision to it, but it doesn't appear to. Let me just go to the prophecies and see what we got here. Working with a straight Mayan site here, but it's very special. There's quotes by Johann Kalman, who is also quite the expert in this field. But I think what I'd like to do in the next half hour is I'd like to go to an article that Kalman wrote about the October 28, 2011. Kalman wrote that why the creation cycles end October 28, 2011. And like I said, Kalman is probably the foremost expert right now in the scientific and academic community regarding the Mayan calendar. And I'm going to... Let me just go this way, and I'll just do this article. It says, why the creation cycles end October 28th. And I was hoping there'd be a video of him there, but there's not. He says that over the decades, much discussion has focused on finding the exact correlation between the Mayan long count and the Gregorian calendar. And most researchers in the field have now come to agree that the so-called GMT correlation, I believe that's Gregorian median time, correlation between the beginning of the long count on the Julian day, August 11th, 3/31/14 BC, is correct. This means, by consequence, that it will end on December 21st, 2012. Most students of the calendar of the Maya, such as Joseph Argyle, John Jensen, and Terence McKenna, have endorsed this date as the end of the current cycle. I do not dispute that the GMT correlation to the long count in Gregorian calendar is the correct one. And clearly, the long count is an approximately within a year or so, correct reflection of the divine process of creation. There are, however, strong reasons to believe that the Mayan long count itself does not exactly reflect the shifting energies of the divine creation cycles that we today are interested in. What in this regard is most compelling is that the exact long count beginning date ultimately is calibrated based on the date of the solar zenith in Izapa, which occurs on August 12th of this year. This solar, the Izapa is the ancient Mayan site in southern Mexico where the long count was first devised. This solar zenith day was since long, long before the long count was implemented, considered as the day of the year when time began, and considered as a whole date in the location of Izapa. There is thus every reason to believe that the solar zenith was the reason the initial day in the long count was set on this day. And although obviously the date of the solar zenith is in Izapa has nothing to do with the real beginning of the corresponding divine creation cycle. The end date of the long count falls on December 21st, 2012. Is this just a necessary logical consequence of the beginning date chosen by the Izapans and not something that the Mayan had originally targeted? The creation cycles described by the Mayan, including the Tolskien, are fundamentally of a spiritual, non-astronomical nature. Thus, any theory that implies that the Mayan long count would have been designed to reflect astronomical phenomena, be it the precession of the Earth or a solar zenith, is a warning signal that its originator is off the mark. It should be obvious that if the Mayan calendar is a prophetic calendar describing cosmic energy cycles of a universal nature, then the particular date at which the sun was in zenith in a particular location of Izapa is totally irrelevant to us who live today and must be considered as nothing but a result of a tradition too strong to be changed. Another equally compelling reason why December 21st to 12th could not be the true date of completion of creation is that this day is for Ahu in the Tolson count. Since the long count consists of exactly 7,200 closing around, then the true end of creation must fall on a day that is 13 Ahu and Tolson count, so that the Tolson rounds even out. Now, like I said, this goes by a very strict mathematical equation for the, astronomical equation. And the inscriptions in Palenique, written about 1,000 years after the long count was devised in Azapa, seem to indicate that the date of relevance is October 28, 2011, which in fact is 13 Ahu in the Tolson count. So, again, reiterate that the Kalman believes that October 28, 2011 is the actual date, December 21st, 2012. The issue of the exact correlation between the creation cycles and the physical time may not have been as critical in the age of Maya as it is to us, since creation is currently operating at a 400 times higher frequency. A discrepancy of a year or so may have meant less earlier than it does to us who live today. If we make a mistake of 420 days in calibrating the end date of creation cycles, we will be totally out of phase with a rapidly evolving galactic creation cycle where the yin-yang dualities in the cosmos are switched off and on every 360 days. These energy changes are what a spiritual calendar should reflect if it is to serve humanity in its current phase of evolution. Now, you've got to remember, we are entering a period of evolutionary change, a transcendency to another dimension, to a fourth dimension. And that's what this is reflecting. That's what the predictions have stated. And, and that's what is about to happen. But whether or not it happens this year at the end of this month or next year at the end of December, then we'll, that's the $64,000 question, It should be said also that those who proposed December 21st to 12 as an end date, such as Terence McKenna and John Jenkins, are basing their entire interpretations of the Mayan calendar on this particular date of ending, as if this was what the entire calendar was about. I feel, however, that what is most important for us to know today is the processes leading up to the completion of creation and the attainment of cosmic consciousness. This process is driven forward by the roller coaster like galactic creation cycles, and for those seeking to understand this process and its many manifestations, an exact calibration of this cycle is imperative. This is now available in calendar form. So, and he explains this it breaks it down in these periods of the 13 baktuns, okay, or cycles. The first cycle was from 3115 to 2721 BC. Then the second was 2721 to 2326. Third was 2326 to 1932. The fourth was 1932 to 1538. I don't understand that exactly. BC. Yeah, BC. These were all BC. And the other was 1538 to 1144 BC. The sixth baktun was their cycle, was 1144 to 749 BC. And then the seventh cycle was the 749 to 3055 BC. The eighth cycle was at the time of Christ, actually, which was 355 BC to 40 AD. The ninth cycle was 40 AD to 434 AD. The tenth cycle was 434 to 829 AD. The 11th cycle is 1129 to 1223 AD. The 12th cycle was 1223 to 1617 AD. And the 13th cycle is from 1617 to 2011. And these are the corrected durations of the 13 heaven, the baktuns of the long count. These are the periods of time based on the Mayan calendar of these evolutionary changes, right? And that's what's happening there. The that's why the creation cycle ends on October 28th. Let me just see if this makes sense. Kelman goes on to write, the question of the Mayan calendar and date. For some time now, there has been a discussion going on of the end date of this creation at the particular 13 outlook energy of October 28th, 2011 is supported by what seems to be a correction made by Palink to the original Izapan long count several hundred years later. Most likely the priests of Palink were who obviously meticulously followed the true Tolson count. Then started to feel that there was something wrong with the correlation between the Issan long count and the Tolkien. Since they were living in Palik, they were not attached to or tuned in to the Izapan solstice date. And the correction that they hinted at was, however, not implemented at the change of the long count. All right? So this is why they miss the count, okay? And somebody who doubts, they should consider how easy it is to change the Gregorian calendar date if the date of birth of Christ, of Jesus, was determined with absolute certainty. Such a change would not have been possible because of the enormous role that the long count had in legitimizing the rule of the Palenquian dynasty and providing stability to its society. Hence, its priests could only hint that the Izapan long count missed the mark by 420 days. And hence, you might say that the Palenquian priests around 600 AD began to feel something that is similar to what we may be beginning to feel today. And this is that there is something wrong with December 21st, 2012 end date. And this experience will only increase in the years to come, at least among those that are not content with repeating what other people are saying, and so on and so forth. And he goes on, the intuitive sense is fully consistent with the October 28, 2011 date. And since if the divine process of creation is completed on that day, it will indeed be the year 2012 that will usher the great change. If instead the completion of divine creation would fall on the Izapan date of December 21st, 2012, it would be the year 2013 that would harvest the change. Intuitively, most seem to favor the 212 date, and I feel this response that as we come closer, people will increasingly draw to the energetically correct end date of October 28th, 2011. And we're experiencing that energy now around the world. That energy they were talking about is this revolutionary energy, this driving awakening that's going on. Americans and the world, people around the world are damned angry. They're saying, who is controlling all of our resources? Who is depriving us of our livelihood? Who are trying to kill us? Why are they trying to kill us? What have we done wrong? Nothing. Okay? All we've done is live the lie of this insane society that we're part of. All right? This is not who we are. But this has to fall. In fact, it's interesting. Today I realized that, people are getting extremely angry to the point where they're beginning to break into houses of wealthy CEOs. They're going right up there and breaking into the damn houses, all right? Going after these guys. The CEO of Wells Fargo Bank was just, his house was just, ransacked by hundreds and hundreds of protesters. They actually broke into the house and were looking for the guy. Wanted to haul his ass out. And of course, he wasn't home, but, they got there. And this is beginning to happen everywhere. I mean, people are breaking into banks and taking over banks. They're not taking the money. They're just standing there demanding that these guys now resign and that these banks close down because they're crooked, right? And sometime before, around next week, I believe, they're scheduling a Occupy Washington, D.C., huge rally and they're expecting hundreds of thousands of people to join them down there, to camp out on the Capitol lawn, be right down there and take over the government. I mean, if that's the case, this was predicted. This social unrest is all part of this October 28th end time energy that's expected. Excuse me. I think I'll end with this. This is interesting. Again, this is Mayan calendar ends October 28th by Carl Cowan. The end of the Mayan calendar, solar flare, and Earth changes. We have now celebrated, I'm trying to think when this was dated here, this was recent. Yeah, this was posted on October 4th, a couple days ago. We have now celebrated a cosmic convergence, and there is less than one night and one day before the fulfillment of the evolutionary plan for all of creation, or at least the attainment of the top level. As predicted, the ninth wave of this plan, which is coming to a close together with other waves of the Mayan calendar on October 28, 2011, has brought a tremendous energetic frequency increase to the world. This has been experienced on a personal level by many, but it has also been easily visible in the spread of political and economic chaos in large parts of the world. The current instability is evident not only in what is actually happening, but also in the constant shifts in how events of developments are perceived and reported. Greece, for instance, is one day said to be bankrupt. Another is one day said to be bankrupt, and another fully afloat with the help of Trioka, and next day it is again said to be bankrupt. One day the Gaddafi regime has fallen, and another it is again fighting, only to have fallen the next day again. In this world of uncertain interpretation of news, alternative medias on the internet have gone in to try to fill the gap sometimes speaking with total certainty about impending catastrophes. One day, the comet Ellen is said to create earthquakes and set an end to the world. The next, it does not exist, and then it's back again. Or was it Planet X? Anything now, no matter how crazy or far-fetched, can today find an attentive audience on YouTube and be presented as if it were serious information. The instability of the world has thus been added information chaos, and it is a common feeling among many that they do not know who or what to believe anymore. And the mental framework within which people have understood the world is eroding, and this, as much as the actual course of events, is a sign of our times. Some reject the meaningfulness of mental understanding altogether. The erosion prepares the grounds for a new opening and a radical shift in our ways of thinking and relating, and attests to the fact that much of the world has been shaken off its previous balance by the ninth wave. And underlying all of this, we may find a somewhat nervous expectation of something unknown and dramatic that is to happen. It is not surprising that in the minds of many people, this expectation has been largely negative. After all, the development of the ninth wave has been essentially predictable according to Revelation 16, where it is the 7 days that bring the most destruction to the old structures of the world. And thus, progress along the old routes has step by step been blocked, and the experience of a dead end to a current civilization has spread widely and little to yet show in terms of alternatives. The novelties that have been generated by the ninth wave have thus, in the world at large, been few and far in between. And while many have had inner awakenings of oneness, the external manifestation of these has been very marginal. As part of erosion of the current world, one had predicted at a relatively early point quite correctly that the fifth day of the ninth wave would be the energy that would participate in the economic turndown, and we're right in it right now. And the economy may be the best mirror of how humans relate to one another. This was, in fact, also the time when the so-called markets truly started to be affected by the global loan crisis, which has since, with every new shift point of the ninth wave, continued to deepen. And the drawn-out nature of this crisis does not change the fact that we are going towards a collapse of the economical and political system of the world, and there are no signs that this could be averted. Growth in key countries such as U.S. and Germany has come to a halt, not to mention Greece and Italy, which in practice blocks all attempts for the repayment of debt. Now, there's more to this article, and I'd like to read it. But we're running out of stream time here, and so I'm going to continue probably another 15 or so minutes after this. And if anybody would like to join me, you could call now. You can call in if you like, or you can pick me up in the archives at around 9:30. The number to call is 646-915-9505. If you call that right now, you can hear the rest of this live. If not, we'll be losing our stream in about 30 seconds. 646-915-9505. Right. So, if there's no one's calling, I will put you on here if you do. 646-915-9505. We're just about out of time. I want to thank those who are signing off right now. Please join me for the rest of the show, about another 15 or 20 minutes in the archives. Thank you. And I wanted to complete this article. Bear with me just 1 second here. There you go. Regarding the economic turndown. This was, in fact, also the time when the so-called markets truly started to be affected by the global loan crisis, which has since, with every new shift point of the ninth wave, continued to deepen. And the drawn-out nature of this crisis does not change the fact that we are going towards a collapse of the economical and political systems of the world, and there are no signs that this could be averted. Growth in key countries such as the United States have halted, and the economic turndown has displayed some surprising elements, such as the expressed desire of a choir of some of the super-rich to be taxed more heavily, and the possibility that China will buy debt from Italy and the Euro countries to keep them afloat. However, I find it hard to believe that any of this would actually happen, and the feeling one gets is that the rulers are running out of tricks. And despite the dead end, it can, however, probably be said that life in much of the world still appears much like business as usual. Thus, no occurrence has been powerful enough to participate in the collapse that many are expecting or fearing, and it now seems that this will not happen until in the seventh day of the ninth wave, October 28, 2011. If so, the end of the calendar may become a very marked discontinuity. What we are witnessing is thus not another recession, but the end of the world capitalist system, and the protests in the U.S. against Wall Street may be an indication as good as any of this. However, one gets the impression that as long as the old system survives, there is no real opening to create a new world to replace it. So to do so would be too much in conflict with the legality of the current dualist power structure. Only after some kind of full collapse has occurred would people in general be compelled and inspired to create a new way of living and relating in the realms of politics and economics. To prevent such a new world from being born, we can also be certain that when the collapse comes, this will be presented by the powers that be at nothing but a temporary downturn. Such an illusion may then come to dominate many who lack the perspective of the Mayan calendar of an evolution towards unity consciousness and duality versus consciousness. This also highlights the risk of believing those who say the calendar ends on December 21st, 2012, which is something that will play right into the hands of those who want to resurrect the old system. In addition to the deepened political and economic chaos, the ninth wave has also brought a marked intensification of many types of natural disasters, something in places that have never been seen before. This has generated an immense interest in all such phenomena, and a genre of catastrophe fascination has emerged on the Internet, where some are spewing out information of natural disasters without providing any context or explanation to why they may be happening now. Such events would include solar flares, comets, earthquakes, floods, heat waves, and extreme winds, many of which have increased in the ninth wave. And with some of these natural disasters that have been intensifying are particularly caused by human effects on the climate. But the same cannot be said about the seismic phenomena that are outside of our control to cause or manipulate. This is even more the case for so-called earth changes generating altered coastline, etc., that were initially predicted by Edgar Cayce as coming, but erroneously predicted to occur in the years of 1958 through 98. Well, given the great interest in such today, it is relevant to ask if they, to some extent, could be part of the cosmic plan and thus be predictable from the Mayan calendar. In my book, The Mayan Calendar and Transformation of Conscience, I wrote in 2004, I wrote, at least some minor earth changes may thus result from the high-frequency change in consciousness that the cosmos is now undergoing. But the reversal of cause and effect to generate a doomsday view where such earth changes are present, as the very purpose of this particular phase of creation is untenable. Many or any possible physical effects should be seen only as byproducts of the change in the consciousness field. And I still consider this statement as valid and important. He goes on a bit more, explaining this, and that's good. But I think we can pass that. And I'm going to refer you to. You can Google this up. Mayan calendar ends October 28, 2011, by Carl Kalman. Right? You can just put Mayan calendar and Carl Kalman, Callemann, and you'll see a lot of interesting information. But I'd like to end here tonight with this particular paragraph, with these few paragraphs, about Carl Kalman's vision of what will happen after the end of the Mayan calendar on October 28th. He says, "My basic answer would be that the universe attains its highest quantum state and creates a new stage for life at the top of the nine-storied pyramid. It is thus a common misunderstanding that a new cycle will begin after the calendar comes to an end. This is a misunderstanding because what is coming to an end is not a cycle to begin with, but nine linear-directed evolutionary waves." And he has in brackets here, quote, Kashonia. This is why Kalman says the end of the calendar is October 28th, because he bases his work on the evolution of consciousness. Others who base their research on the cyclical astrological aspects of Mayan calendar give the date of the 21st of December 2012, which then begins a new astrological cycle. But he is talking about the consciousness, which is what we're experiencing now. And the only aspect of the prophetic Mayan calendar system that may be described as cyclical is the 260-day Tolzolkin, and this is only cycle that will come to an end. Yet even if this cycle is important as a matrix of the energies of creation and personal resonance with day signs, it plays no role in driving the large-scale evolution of the universe or its evolutionary consciousness. And he goes on to describe three possible scenarios. With this in mind, I see three possible alternatives that may follow after the universe has attained its highest state. Number one, the first and most dramatic alternative is that all waves, as well as the Tolson cycle, come to an end. This would likely mean an abrupt end to all future energetic regulation of our lives and actions in a sort of freedom shock. Life would be lived fully, moment by moment by moment, and each moment would be an eternity that would not be organically linked to other moments. In other words, there's no past, no future, no time. Phenomenal concept. Number two, the second alternative, which I am currently leaning towards, is that the waves end after having accomplished their evolutionary purposes, but that Tolzolkin continues to provide some energetic background variation. This would still mean living moment by moment without any waves directing our evolution, but a daily variation of Tolzolkin energies would prevent us from experiencing life as completely timeless. So there would be remnants, there'd be echoes, there'd be vibrations, there'd be still lower level vibrations that would be giving us a time concept, or variations of energies that would help us to not experience a completely timeless society, which would be quite shocking. And the third alternative is that not only the Tolzolkin, but also the nine creation waves continue indefinitely, and the total of peaks and valleys not limited to 13. This would still mean that we would no longer be subordinated to directed processes going from seed to maturity. mature fruit, but it would not mean that life would be like an eternal now. Rather, all the waves that are currently driving our evolution would continue after the attainment of unity consciousness, but really, without any end. The latter view seems to have been held in the sight of Pelink in ancient times, since calendrical dates deep into the future are mentioned there, even if the dates in question cannot be considered as prophetic. I feel as at this point it is not possible to tell with certainty which one of the three alternatives that will play out after the calendar comes to an end, but either one would amount to a fundamental discontinuity and a significant, if not total, transformation of our experience of life. Either one of them would mean the end to directed evolution and freedom to just be. And maybe it is because they hear this call from the future that despite the concurrent presence of some negative omens at the current time, I find a noticeable group of people who at this very time are coming home to themselves and are truly beginning to appreciate life exactly the way it is. Maybe after all there is a shift to unity consciousness going on, and that the universe is now starting to allow us to just be whatever we are. And this was written by Carl Kellman on September 30th, 8th day of the 6th night of the 9th wave. That was posted on this website October 4th, I believe. Yeah. And it's called Dr. Kashiona's blog. K-A-S-H-O-N-I-A. And and with that, I'm going to leave you tonight. And I hope you will check that out, Dr. Kashiona's blog. Or just Google up the Mayan calendar, end time, October 28th, and make sure you put in Carl Kellman, Carl, C-A-R-L, Kellman, C-A-L-L-E-M-A-N, and I think you'll appreciate that. And I also... If you go into, if you do your own research, and I highly, highly recommend that you do, check out, go into Google, that's a good source, and look up Carl Kellman, C-A-L-L-E-M-A-N, and he also is very prominent on YouTube, some of his videos there, but look up the articles on the Ninth Wave, right? And those will bring you into now, okay? That'll explain what we're into now, which is the seventh day of the ninth wave, okay, which is really quite phenomenal, and that's what we're going experiencing this month. So, and the Mayans talk about this period as a transcendent period of evolution, when we will rise to another dimensional level, you know, of understanding. And again, I believe that's why we're seeing all of these things going on right now. The weather, the people, the riots all around the world. But those of you who are still listening, you have to know that you can be at peace if you live now in the now. And think about it. No matter how bad things get, just like, hang on till October 28th, see what happens, right? Hang on. Everybody can hang on for a few months, you know, for another 30 days somehow. Just wait and see. Get involved. Enjoy yourself. Do whatever it is that you do. You know, go to work, you play, family. But take time. Take time to... enjoy yourself and enjoy those you love and to accept those who and try to forgive those who hurt you or those who beat you, or, and just try to live in some kind of peace of mind, if it's possible. If it's possible. I know sometimes it isn't. But do the very best you can and hope for the future, and just wait and see what happens at the end of this month. What do we get to lose? See how you feel then. See what happens then. Listen, pay attention to the news a little bit. Check out some alternative news sites. Listen to our show. We're not planning to go anywhere, and we plan to be broadcasting on the 28th of October with George Dixon. That's a Friday night. And I hope that you enjoy us tomorrow. Join us tomorrow night with Lila and George and I. We'll continue this discussion on the Mayan calendar and bring it more to date as to what to expect in the next 3 weeks, and what's happening right now and how it relates to all that we're seeing and all that we're going through. And I'll take it from there. So I want to thank everybody for joining me tonight. I hope you'll join us tomorrow night right here at 8 o'clock. When we have George Dixon